narrow it down. That's what the idea is. Let's narrow it down to a smaller group that can be worked with for a few weeks.
Okay. This is not interesting for anybody.
No. I was just telling
it
you.
It is to me. But I'm just saying in terms of what we can use.
No. It's not usable.
No, it's not usable at all. Which is I am legitimately interested in the inner workings of that for real, but probably not on the air.
Okay, so tell us something interesting that's
That was it. No, that's the show. The show is the interesting part. This is the silly little throwaway bit at the beginning.
Okay, so why do we do it?
It's like this part?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's kind of like hanging around with your fat friends so that you look cool.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Am I the fat friend?
No, I think we're both the fat friend.
Playing D&D in the basement.
I blame Corona. Hello and welcome to episode 531 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
I felt like that took me a long time to spit that out.
Oh, it generally does. That's just not new. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So there's that. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam? Something good. Good times?
I guess.
Can you eat on the patios yet, or is that all closed still?
No, I think you can. I don't know, the weather's warm enough that many people are out on the patios. Yeah. People, you can go to restaurants and all that. We generally order in, so
you restaurants?
Oh yeah. That's all. Okay, you're supposed to only stay with your immediate household, which I doubt people are doing that. But yes, you can go to restaurants. I told you, like weeks back, Lisa and I went to a restaurant first time in a long time, and
no.
It was well done. Like it was very well done and organized, and they had little partitions.
What restaurant did you go to?
Oh man, it was a fancy burger place. We kind of had a date night for the first time in a long time, and it was well done. They had everybody, like they didn't use the full capacity of their restaurant, so they had, you know, the tables spread out throughout the restaurant. No, it was really well done. Never felt like there was anything nefarious or unsafe going on. So yeah, that's all been right. A thing. I think people have been doing it all along here. It's not something that I felt the need to do. I felt like if I want to eat out, I'll just bring the food to me, and they have that. So yeah.
I miss date night actually.
Mm-hmm. So now we did it once. We did it once in the last year.
Yeah. Thanks for stepping on my punchline.
Oh, sorry. What was your date?
Now I'm stuck with my wife all the time.
Oh, I see. I get it.
I would be dating.
It was funnier if I didn't. Like, I think I saved you there.
No, it would have been pretty good. It was pretty good. I have this thing now called I refer to them as IKEA jokes.
Okay.
It's like when you have all the parts of a joke, but you can't reassemble it, so you just kind of huck it on the person.
Okay.
Like, all right, you put it together. It's pretty funny.
Way funnier than the actual joke. Yeah.
Yeah. And plus you get meatballs at the end.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So
good night, everybody.
Good night. Drive safe. Take my wife, please. Amazon. I think it's still up this week. Amazon still exists, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Oh,
that's not what I'm saying. Yeah, they were on the brink of extinction. No, it's still on our site as of right now. By the way, bought some spray glue. Have you ever heard of that?
No. Is that glue that comes out of a pump?
It's like a spray can, like spray paint, but it's glue.
Sure. Okay.
So I want to mount some photos, and apparently it's awesome. I tried it so far. It's so far so good. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's fine. We'll see. I have a bigger one to do tomorrow. So there's that. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll see Allen spray glue works. And then I bought a feather duster. That's where my life has landed. I bought a feather duster on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not. No, that's as exciting as it gets right there.
Yeah, I don't want to ask questions.
No, it has a what do you call it? Like a extending sort of like a, it's like an antenna. What do you call it? Like on a car or whatever.
That like you can a telescoping.
Telescoping.
Yeah.
Telescoping. So I can not bother dusting higher up stuff too.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. Anyway, that's where we're at. Point being, I haven't canceled it yet. I don't know if we'll cancel it, but there's the update on the Patreon. I said it would be up by this show, and I am what you call a liar.
Mm.
It's not up. It's very close. I was about to pull the trigger and then got some advice from a listener that to try something else called quitting. No, because it was Kofi or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe it's supposed to be coffee. I don't even know, but whatever. The point is, they were suggesting that, like, it's an alternative to Patreon and it might be more appropriate. I'm not sure. I have a couple. It's way more complicated than it needs to be. I'll be perfectly fair with you.
Okay.
So I'm going to probably set up that and then, or just set up a basic PayPal link where you can just one-time thing. Because a lot of the Patreon thing is like they want to set you up on a subscription so that people's, you know, pledge like $3 a month and then forget about it forever. And we just keep hammering checks.
Oh yeah. That sounds sweet. I don't like that. Yeah.
No, I'm not into that.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Like
how about 11 cents for life?
Just, ooh, from every man, woman, and child in the world. That sounds like
just annually 11 cents, 11 cents, 11 cents. I feel like we'd get super rich that way.
On interest alone. Yeah. Well, that compounds over time.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I would like to have the ability. I want flexibility, but I also don't want to create confusion in the marketplace. So I'm considering probably just doing the PayPal direct thing. If you want to help out, you can help out. I think that should be easier. I'm trying to figure out what's easiest for people who have too much money. That's what I want to figure out.
All right. Great. Let us know. Instead of talking about it, just let us know.
Yeah. It'll be this week.
That would be easier.
This week. This week will be better. We'll get that up. Until then, Amazon will stick around. Anyway, click through our site and help us out. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm also exploring possible website update and change and changing things around quite a bit. So I managed to download a backup of the current website as it is. And so that if any mistakes happen, I can re-upload it and do it. But I want to be able to archive the old one and start fresh on a new one that's easy to use. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
So you'd have it done by next week and we're good. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah. No, you'll have it done.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'll be on it.
Stick with that. So that's the update on the show. We were talking a little off the air before, and I was going to mention something on the show. It's kind of funny. You and I were talking about it. I'm seeing a lot of arguing out there. Are you seeing it?
I don't see it because I tend to not use the internet.
Oh, right. It's not just the internet. It's everywhere. People deliver. They put flyers in my mail slot. I'm like, oh, hey. I forget. Antifa? That's a thing, right?
Sure. I think a very different experience with the universe than you do.
Mm. How so?
I don't find a lot of conflict in the world. Like, I think you have to watch the news and read the social media to find, like, you're not finding these people in your house arguing about stuff and, right? Like when you go, I don't know, you don't go out much probably, right? You don't talk to people. Generally, people in everyday life are pretty friendly. I guess I have the experience of the most of the contacts and the people I talk to are patients at work. And I think for the most part, could be just me. The people that I have had conversations with are generally pretty good and happy. I don't think I don't feel a lot of the conflict out there. I know it's out there. Again, no social media reading for me, no news watching, generally happy existence. That's just my recommendation for you.
Okay. I was going to suggest for people to quit picking sides.
Okay.
That was my suggestion I'm not searching out conflict. Telling you for me, I'm not upset like, oh my God, so much fighting. Oh, the world is terrible. I'm legitimately concerned for everybody who has picked a team and said, it's the red side and no, it's the blue side, you idiot. And then they're fighting. And while they're fighting, the guys on the red and blue teams are going through your pockets. That's what they're doing.
Okay.
And so what I would like, I'm on the same ship as you, as a matter, honestly, where I'm like, you know what? I would like it. I knock it off, everybody. We're fine. I think we're okay here. The Adam is one step ahead of everybody, but everyone's getting whipped into a frenzy. And so, here's the one issue. And this is what I even tied it in photographically. I would like you to ask yourself a question. Here's the problem. I don't know what to do about it. I try not to complain about things that I can't fix. But ask yourself this. Are you ready, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
In your lifetime, as an adult, so last 12 months, as an adult, has the government gotten smaller ever?
I don't know. I'm going to say no, but I don't measure the size of the government, but I don't think it has.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
I need a measurement though.
Okay. But here, I'll give you an example. Okay. Eight. It's always times pi is always a factor. So I look at there's a photo. Look at the photo I put in there of me standing in the church tower in Tübingen. With that sweet, sweet hair.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that hair.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking.
That picture was taken. That was the very last time I flew on an airplane with a water bottle.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, in
different
15
time,
years.
That hair was acceptable?
No, it's not about the hair, Adam. I'm just saying. Okay. Like, that's how... That's okay. My hair does not look like that now.
Okay.
The hair on my back does, actually. Except it's braided. But yeah, I don't do it myself.
That's a sweet mullet.
It's not even a mullet. It's just a complete mop. It's everywhere. Yeah.
I feel like you could really, really have done something with that. Like you let someone take your picture then.
Dude, I could score 50 goals in the NHL with that haircut.
Nah.
I would not even wear a helmet. I would be, me and Craig McTavish would be rolling deep on defense with that hair.
I like how the strap is sort of handling your really ripped upper chest region.
Yeah, yeah. The strap's almost breaking from that, from that chest.
Yeah, no, it's sweet. I appreciate you putting that in there.
I'm just saying,
brings me back to a happier time.
I was almost 15 years ago.
Okay,
that was the last time because I flew through Heathrow a week after that whole liquid scare happened. Remember?
No.
You remember flying on airplanes with shaving cream before or whatever else you could take in a regular tin?
Right. Yeah, I do remember that. I was a child then, I think.
No, it was this day. It was 15 years ago. It was when this hair was cool.
Okay.
The hair is still cool. I'm just saying, when I had that, when I could still grow that color, that was the last time you could do it. Now, what I'm saying is, what am I saying?
Please tell us what you're saying.
I'm guessing there's probably not a whole bunch of liquid scares on airplanes anymore, but we never bothered to just roll back that rule. You still can't bring your Nalgene water bottle on a plane full of water. You still can't do it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for
that. Why is that?
I don't know.
Would you not like to?
It could be potentially scary liquid in there that just is disguised as water.
So you mean like whiz?
No, it could be vodka.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is going nowhere. The listeners were all hoping I was going to solve everything.
Yeah.
And now you get to see some me and Kutcher having the same hair.
Yeah.
That's what you get to see. All right. What was I getting at? Oh, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did. Yeah, I did. Shot a few interesting things.
We have a lot of photos this week, man.
Believe it or not. Well, I was chock-a-block full of interesting. I did some year-end photos for the hockey. So Jack's Hockey, I decided that, you know, I haven't been able to watch really any of the hockey. It's just practice, right? Like they have skills practice. They've had it all year. That's what's been allowed. I haven't been playing games or anything, but they're allowed to practice. And so I decided, like, you know, the kids, I think, are basically growing very tired of just practice and not getting to, you know, to play games and all of that. So I decided to lend my camera to their cause and go take some photos. So I took some photos of the kids just during a practice, and then I made them hockey cards. So I basically sent a link out to the parents of the action shots from the practice. Now I tried to, they were wearing their game jerseys and stuff, so I tried to get them sort of isolated so it didn't look like a practice for the hockey cards. So they were doing a drill where they were kind of making sharp cuts and turning, and I sort of tried to find an angle where I could just isolate each kid within the practice, because it wasn't like, hey, we'll set up a station for the photographer so that we can get something for a hockey card. I just kind of shot the flow and then looked for something that I could use. So anyways, I put the picture of Jack in there. The template was not mine. A friend of mine, hockey coach that Jack played with last year, made a whole bunch of templates and was nice enough to give me some card templates, because I keep using the same old ones that you've made, which are fine, right? But now people have seen them before. So this was a more recent template of an MVP card from a couple of years ago. So it's nice because it's
valuable practicer.
Yeah, most valuable practicer. But it's nice because it's kind of done with a gradient. So as you slip the card in, it just looks natural. It looks cool. So there was, they were basically doing these sharp cuts. They'd skate up to a chair, of all things, and they'd make a sharp cut with the puck away from it. So I could separate them as they made the sharp cut away from the chair and get this kind of shot. So I didn't use it for every kid, but that's the photo I used for Jack. And then, yeah, really easy template, slid the photo in, changed the name details, and boom, you're done. And it looks pretty, pretty cool. So there you go.
It does look good. Yeah.
So that was... Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm seeing more grain than normal, though. What happened?
Oh, my goodness. They're so big and fast now that you're in a rink shooting. You know, I'm trying to shoot at about 1/2000th of a second, which is kind of the minimum I feel like you need to freeze action with kids that are now skating really fast. And then I'm just pushed up against it. So I'm on my 85 mil. Can't even use the 70-200 because I got to shoot pretty wide open. So I'm at the 85 at I'm going to say between F2.5 and F2.8. And then the 2000 gives me an ISO in the 10,000 range. So,
yikes.
Yeah. So there's no other way around it. You cannot do this photo without a very big or very wide open aperture. So it's too hard. Now, when they were smaller and slower, it was easier to freeze them. But holy smokes, is it difficult now. So some of them, I was trying to shoot at F2, but on the 85 mil at F2, when you're relatively close to them, good luck keeping their face or their eyes in focus. There's just too many misses. So F2.8, and then, yeah, ISO 10,000, and then just try to, you know, play the noise down a little bit in Lightroom. But yeah, this is even with a noise correction of like 30. Like this is, it's so bloody dark in rinks that very, very difficult scenario for shooting this. You need lights. You need to be popping some extra light. I think that's what they do in the NHL.
They do. Yeah, they do that. And I've seen the guys doing that, as I'm sure you have too. The guy's got like what's the fancy trigger that you had for a bit and then sold?
Oh, the Pocket Wizards, yeah.
Pocket Wizards. I've seen him with that in the penalty box area there, and he's got strobes. Not even obviously, yeah. Just a couple of SB28s he picked up at a garage sale.
Yeah.
But just a bunch of big strobes that basically pump into the ceiling, right? Like,
yeah.
That's what it looks like to me, and then just kind of blankets the entire ice, but there's a game on, so it can't be tremendously bright or distracting. So it's actually a flick of light, but it's that little bit that you need, right?
Yeah.
To add it in. Now this looks fine. It's just, you know, another photographer not even nitpicking, just, you know, inspiring conversation about how come, you know, what sort of settings you need to get this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure the parents aren't complaining. Like, oh, come
no,
on.
No, no. Because you can't do it. Like, if you don't have that gear, you're getting just a blurry mess, right? Or you have to get them standing still. You're not going to ever get the action shot. So, the parents love them because everything I delivered was action. It was always kind of, again, that frozen motion that it's just too hard to do unless you have an 85 mil 1.8 lens.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or a 70, you know what? That's the thing is, I think anyone who actually does this, minimum equipment required if you're not going to be literally standing at the edge of the ice would be the 70-200 f/2.8. And even that in this scenario, the 2.8 is you're stretching here. you're really stretching. So you need some crazy, big sensor in order to knock down some of that noise. So the latest and greatest probably does a better job than the 6D as far as the noise. But this is still, to me, this is very acceptable. But I wish there was no noise. Yes.
You're fine.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
No, but it's good to, for anyone who tries to do this to know. I had this conversation with somebody that I work with who does horse, they do photography like of horses and horse jumping, and she had showed me a whole bunch of her photos recently, and same issue, like they're in the barn, you can't use lights because that'll spook the horses, and it's just you're dealing with, okay, so I need a minimum of, you know, somewhere in that 1/1600 to 1/2000th of a second. Like, you can only do so much, and now you're just pushing the ISO until you have an exposure and then hoping to knock it back down in post, and it's just, that's all you can do. Those are the settings, right?
I hear you. I went into town yesterday to shoot my hometown photo. Even though it's not really my hometown, but it's from hometown, but it's my hometown now. But point being, so one of them is the challenge photo, but that's all I shot that was somewhat interesting. I put four pictures up there that aren't the hometown, the challenge photo. So I my plan yesterday was, I even took my tripod. That's how dedicated I was. I got my tripod out of storage and went down, and here is my plan. I wanted to shoot something cool. I figured there'd be people in town because it was nice and sunny, even though it was like 4 degrees, but nice and sunny, so people are walking around and stores are still closed, but you get the idea. And so I thought, oh, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the X100, use the internal ND filter. I'm going to add an external ND filter as well, and then do a really cool, like a long exposure shot. And instead, I just did a long exposure shot.
Okay.
The really cool part didn't really work out.
Gotcha.
So here's it. Here's the first one. It says Altstadt number one. Look, sort of looking down the ramp of the cobblestones.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it. Okay. So it turns out that even with both of those ND filters, I forget what they added up to, and an F16 and an ISO 100, the best I could do was like a half a second. That's the slowest shutter speed I could get.
Okay.
So you see some blur.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, was it worth carrying the tripod?
Yeah, good job.
No, seriously, was it worth carrying the tripod in a town?
No, I thought that was self-explanatory. No, it wasn't.
Yeah. I don't know what I was. I don't know. I was pretty jazzed about the whole idea going in. Like, I was going to Rembrandt the hell out of this. And turns out I was like, oh, so that's not really a thing. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
But I quickly adapted and then took another shot, which I actually like the next one, number two. I kind of like. I like the slash of light, and I like the fact that everybody's hanging out in the sun, in the one little slice of sunshine.
Right.
Like, there's a massive courtyard area there, massive mark plots, and everyone's just boom congregating in the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one I thought was interesting a little bit. Maybe not. Also tried to do the blur thing, which again, you know,
didn't really take.
No. But here's looking from the into the mark plots, and which I thought was interesting. If you combine it with a shot from a few years ago of my daughter on my shoulders,
okay,
that's the exact same laneway there.
Okay,
so a little bit different. That's different. Great. Times.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Not a single mask there.
Yeah, right.
It was 2013, though.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people jammed into that laneway.
It was the chocolate festival or something like that, so you can understand why. I'm not even joking. It really was the chocolate festival.
Sure.
So it wasn't. That's not normal. But I mean, the takeaway is that one guy is really tall, and that other lady does not like getting her picture taken. Evidently.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. There's the compare and contrast. And then one last one of everybody going on the Sunshine Island. That's number four there.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Fascinating.
Okay.
What about my walk around photos? Like we only talked about my hockey. I had some terrific photos this week. Like a lot better than that nonsense we just looked at.
Yeah. No, let's go. Okay. Let's get into yours. Okay.
So photo walk for me, Thursday morning before sunup, and I just walked into like some of the most beautiful sunrise light that you're ever going to see. So no Photoshop doctoring at all, but I walked through Steveston in the morning. And so I put in some of those pics, like one of at the intersection of Moncton and Number One Road, right in the heart of Steveston. It has kind of a neat intersection where they've got kind of like the painting on the intersection of the mm-hmm. ropes, the boat ropes, whatever that's called. One of just Moncton Street, which just kind of looks like old towny sort of Main Street, but it's got the cool kind of mixture of light from the very orangey light from the storefronts, and then the crazy purple and blue sky. And then I threw one in there of the boats, but yeah, it was just the most amazing sunrise. So in the course of about 15 minutes and me walking kind of from one end of Steveston to the other, I just snapped all these surrounding pictures because I'm never up at this time to go for a walk, but right. It was pretty spectacular. I really like the one from the pier looking down towards the mountains where you see that kind of cool Mount silhouette. Baker. What's that?
Like Mount Baker's in behind there?
Yeah, yeah. So no, just unbelievable light that I see in other people's photos, and I often think, huh, I wonder if that's real or if that's, you know, the sky filter in Photoshop. No filters, just unbelievable sunrise that happens once in a while, and you just happen to be in the right place at the right time. So I'm glad that my wife forced me out of bed early for a walk. So that was before she even went to work. I think we got home and it was 7 a.m. and I thought, wow, I'm productive today. I've already been for a walk. But she was kind of getting frustrated because she was trying to walk ahead, and I just kept, like, because this was an exercise walk, so, and I had the X100 and I just kept darting around thinking like, I don't know, take a picture of this and that, and and then I had to keep, you know, basically running to catch back up with her. So it was fun. Again, I don't do this enough, but I also don't luck into this kind of light very often either.
And how many ND filters did you use?
Zero ND filters. This is point and shoot. But it's crazy how short that time is, right? Like, by the time we walked through Steveston and came back, already there's too much light and it's all gone. So you use such a short window here to get some of these photos. So again, just lucky. That was all.
Just lucky.
Yeah.
Okay. Lucky to be good.
I never take good scenic shots, so here's the result of, again, great light is that X100 plus great light, even crappy scenic photographers can take some good photos.
Forecheck, backcheck, paycheck, buddy.
That's right.
Write that down.
Okay.
It'll change your life. Okay. That's it. I got nothing else. Challenge. This is the monthly challenge. February monthly challenge is this episode. Did you know that?
Yes. That's why I was taking my photo and shooting scenes of my hometown.
Yeah. I know it is, but we haven't got to our challenge photos yet. But they're both of ours are in the realm of what we already shot, though.
Right.
Which is fine. I'm not judging. Okay. I'm just kind of realizing where your photos are. Like, I mean, like that one of the street. Never mind. No one cares about. No one wants a map of Steveson, do they?
I don't think so. They can get
one. We want a map of. We want a map of Metzingen during COVID. That's it. First up in our. We have 9 this month, Adam.
Great. That means we can keep it short.
Yeah. Too late for that. So first up is Duke of Pixel. And here he shot this in his hometown of Metzingen, which is not far from where I live. A historic landmark of his hometown, which is well known for the shopping outlets. That is a true story. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Like that big outlet mall in a city not too far from here called Metzingen. You know how that started?
No, I don't. Please tell us.
I'm going to tell you how. I've been waiting all morning for this. It's the hometown of Hugo Boss.
Oh, I think you have told me.
Yeah, so Hugo Boss, they decided to open up a giant outlet store, and then it sprung into other ones there. And fun fact, it was my wife's grandmother. It was next door neighbor. She grew up next to Hugo Boss.
Okay.
So there you go. So she always had kick-ass t-shirts for free.
Great.
Fun fact.
Okay.
Anyways, that's what Metzingen is known for, the shopping outlets. But this is one of Metzingen's 7 wine pressing places. Over 700 years old, now used as a complimentary COVID testing station. Now, I wasn't able to capture the entire comment. There's more, so you should go and read. Not you, Adam, because I know you won't, but
you never know.
Read more.
You never know. I might. Yeah.
You might. But he goes on to talk about having to do a 14-day quarantine because of travel, even though he got a negative PCR test. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
So he had his wife snap this for him. So it was really just a snapshot of imagine the when 700 years ago, when they're building this place, did they ever? They probably never thought it would be a complimentary COVID testing station.
Right. Okay. I don't think that wasn't its intended use, right?
No, but that's the point of the photo, I think.
Oh, I see. It's a really, really like deep thought.
Well, for some of us, yeah. Definitely. So there's that. Well, no, I mean, this is an iPhone snapshot that his wife took. So
right, yeah. Just drive my red car. I think it was red car.
Red car?
Isn't there a red car?
The fireman, the Feuerwehr.
Yeah,
that's the fire. What do you call it? Fire department? What do you call it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But red car, shoot that, and then just happen to get the other stuff in there.
Okay.
No.
All right, Adam. You know, it turns out they'll give podcasts to just about anybody.
Okay, next one.
Okay, next one up is David 120 Williams. And Stu Holzer's monthly challenge. My hometown, contrary to Alan's recollection of 25 years ago, coffee in Australia is terrific. I disagree. And now I am not like Adam. I'm not a coffee snob. Like Adam is a humongous coffee snob.
Not really. Oh yeah, kind of. I guess. Yeah.
How much over under? Did your coffee machine cost more than $100?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Does that that's the decisive factor is the cost of your machine?
Yeah, yeah. It's because it's how fancy. I just have a French press.
Yeah.
No, I have a good French press, but it was $25.
But sometimes that's a coffee snob thing. Like, oh, I'm too good for a coffee machine.
Oh, I don't want mold in my coffee.
That's right.
That's what that guy is. Yeah. Sorry. No, I just like the space and, you know, whatever. Point being, I'm a pretty basic coffee guy. I do like good coffee, but I'm like Quentin Tarantino in Pulp Fiction, except not with all the language.
I'm like the guy, the super nerdy guy, and I can't remember it now because I again bought the coffee machine a while ago, but it needs to be brewed at a very specific temperature, and it's much hotter than you would think. And that's what my coffee maker does, is it brews to the exact temperature. I can get back to you on what that number should be. That's the key. But otherwise, no bells and whistles. It is just on. That's it. On brew. There's no timer. There's no nothing. There's one button on it. And it's just go.
Okay. And I'll tell you where I am highfalutin. I like a little bit of cream in my coffee. And
No. Purist. Only black. Yeah. No sugar. No cream. Yeah.
No sugar. Come on. Not hot chocolate. But that's not the point. The point is, when I was in Australia, there was like, and that was the coffee I was looking for, just regular brewed coffee. And it was always some crazy, like that flat white stuff and all, whatever it was. Wasn't a fan. So he's telling me, David's saying that, no, now it's all good. So.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
Good photo. It's better than it should be.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, hand and a coffee cup and like a blurry background of some beach. And it's better than it should be.
How much credit do you give to the coffee shop and their font they chose, though?
Very little. I'm not a big fan of that.
Oh, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the way they did it with where the black line is and the white. That tells me it's a flat white, though.
Okay.
Based on that cup.
Great.
But yes, it is much better than it needs to be. So, well done. All right. Next up, Marumal 97. 528 episodes, 3 years and 99 days, and I'm finally up to date with the hosers.
Wow.
In all that time, you'd think, I know, that's what I said. In all that time, you'd think I'd have learned something. That blew me away a little bit. If you can be blown away a little bit.
Right.
So 3 years and 99, the 99 days.
Okay, wait. You're blown away by he got through all of them, or you're blown away by the fact that he hasn't learned anything?
Oh, no, the first part.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him to learn much.
I would assume, like, by episode 8, you swerve into oncoming traffic. You're like, all right, well, chalk one up for the hosers, yeah. I guess. 1-0 them. So, first of all, welcome. Thank you for catching up, and I'm glad you're participating. So this is living in a small, I hope you have learned something.
Me too.
Yeah.
If nothing else, it's that Al's stories go on too long and have very little meaning, if any.
Yeah. Like that, yeah.
This is awkward.
Yeah.
I should have waited till the end.
Living in a small village, I don't really have a hometown, so this is pretty much the nearest. Late afternoon during COVID, running out in the middle of the heavy traffic. Doesn't look too heavy. I had to be careful not to get run over. I guess maybe that's the joke.
Yeah, I think that's the joke.
Yeah. Unless they're filming Ronin 2 there, which looks like they could be. And then, careful. They car chase, France.
Sure. I've seen it. Has been a while since I've seen it. Doesn't really... wasn't one of those movies for me that I watched 100 times.
Okay. What did you watch 100 times?
Major League.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. Best line in that movie is in the trailer and not even in the movie. There you go. We'll talk off the air. Okay. I'm told the Abbey and Tower on the left were started around the 8th century, but the old market hall in the background is much younger, about 12th century only. So that's a little bit older than Duca Pixel. So this is some real one-upsmanship.
Sure.
Here. Because he was going with, was it, what did he say? 700 years? So what does that make it? 1300? Now we're talking 8th century? I mean, come on. That's crazy. I want your thoughts on this because I kind of live, like when I thought of this, I thought, oh, you know, good shot and all that, and a nice kind of muted black and white, and it does look, you know, that does look like COVID, nobody around and that sort of blah gray. But I was thinking a while ago to myself, I remember when the first few times I came to Europe, came to Tubingen before I lived here, and I snapped photos of everything. Like, it was just like, oh my God, look at that. And now, having lived here for this long, I'm kind of, you know, it's just where I live. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like your perspective on something like this about Europe.
It looks cool.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Try to save everyone. No, I would, if I was here and I was visiting, because this is, you know, very different than the scenery around Steveston, I would have, right. I would have shot this photo because this says old European to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a different architecture. You won't see this in Canada. So it's different. And so therefore, as a traveler, I find it interesting and I would shoot these photos being on vacation. But I can understand that this is sort of now become second nature for you. And so probably just overall less interesting. It's more familiar.
Not that I don't appreciate it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get you.
Okay. Next up. Okay. Mic drop here.
Frank Pang
just, oh my just goodness. Dropped the mic and walked it off.
I saw this photo just in real time as, because I haven't looked ahead this week, not that prepared. And I just thought, wow, this is so good. And now I saw that it was Frank Pang. I thought
it was somebody new.
Yeah. This is too good to be Frank Pang. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. He is hashtag I am Frank Pang.
Yeah. Did someone hack his account?
Oh, somebody good did, you mean?
Yeah.
That's no, what you're saying?
This is terrific. Good job, Frank. You win. I don't even need to see the rest.
Yeah.
Frank wins.
I should have opened with this one. This is one of the ones that you should see on if you followed the Vancouver is Awesome Instagram. That's got to be an Instagram, right? I don't know if it is. There's got to be an Instagram called Vancouver is Awesome.
Sure.
Where they take listener submissions and post them as Vancouver. This would be on there. This has got to be on. This is fantastic. Now, in all fairness, if I can just temper those comments a little bit, Frank didn't like this.
Right.
this was existing. However, the fact that he spotted this and the mixture of the colors and then photographed it in this way, full points, great sky in the back. The sky makes it work.
Yeah, the sky's so great. Yeah, this is so good. This is definitely like, I don't know, this is a tourist magazine shot. This is terrific. Yeah.
Now for those of the people listening from elsewhere, what are we looking at? What are the two buildings?
We're looking at the Science World Globe, and then we're looking at
the Omnidome. Omnimax.
Sure. Omnimax. And then the BC place where the BC Lions play, the big stadium where the Lions play. That's got where the purple and pinks are coming from with the funny roof that they redid because it deflated years ago.
And they also wanted like a partially open roof, right?
Yeah, that too.
Like, isn't it retractable now?
I don't actually know if it is. I know there was talk that it was going to be that. I don't know. Yeah, I think it is. I think you're right. I think it does
retract. I've been in there, and I can't remember if it was just before they did the roof or just after. Was I there? I think I remember going to the series when Edgar Martinez threw away his Hall of Fame career, though.
Okay.
That was at BC Place, where he tripped on a zipper and tore his knee in his rookie year and became a DH. So there you go, BC Place.
Okay.
Bringing up bad memories. I was there when Rick Hansen rolled in after his 1 year lap.
Okay, good.
Man in motion.
These are good things to know about Frank's picture.
Frank, I bet you Frank knows who Rick Hansen is.
Oh, of course he does. I think everyone in BC knows who Rick Hansen is.
BC,
92%, yeah.
Around the world, you know what's ironical is that a lot of people know Rick Hansen's song, but don't know that it's Rick Hansen's song.
Oh, the Man in Motion.
The St. Elmo's Fire theme was originally written for him.
You should sing it so we can all know what you're talking about.
Okay, but I'll cut it out.
Okay.
And we're back. Okay. all right, next up is Roger Dahlman from Virginia. We only saw a few inches of snow this year. Seems like a lot anyways, though, which is a shame. I'm a fan of the way snow and fog can reduce distractions in your photo. Even a couple of weeds. Oh, yeah, there you go. Can look nice. Surrounded by fresh snow. This is in tight on a couple of weeds.
Mm-hmm. Again, better than it should be.
That seems to be the theme. Mm-hmm. It looks kind of like what do you call it? Like one of those tilt shift of a forest or something like that. But
oh yeah, good call. It does. You're right. I was looking at it through the lens of some weeds just through snow. But yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Good photo. Good again, surprisingly good.
And when I see that, I think, yeah, that's definitely Manassas, Virginia. That's what hometown.
Why wouldn't it be there? Yeah.
Yeah, couldn't shoot that somewhere else. Next up is D. Bradshaw, 75. This is Kings Park, and another Australian submission. We're big in Oz, by the way.
Okay, I really like this photo, but...
Okay, but I'm just saying, we have a couple of Australians.
Yeah.
Like, the bulk of our submissions are coming from... I would go as far to say that we might be the Wizard of Oz.
Sure, yeah. The Wizzes.
Speaking of cutting stuff out, that's coming out.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your major malfunction with this?
I feel like it should be darker. I feel like it's the exposure to my brain with this being, you know, with the is there blur in there or not? Like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, is this a long exposure? I haven't read any of the details.
I assume so.
Okay, so for a long exposure, I feel like it would pop so much more because I'm looking at the road and shouldn't that be where the light streaks and everything are, but it doesn't show up very well because it's the exposure is a little too high, right?
Well, maybe it says that it was exposed too long and then they all... I can see some. It looks like there's some on the curve, like sort of like towards the middle of the bottom of the... in the middle there.
Yeah, but I feel if it was darker, wouldn't it show up better? Like if it was just...
Yeah, but also remember, they drive on the other side of the street there.
Oh, that's what it must be.
Mm-hmm. And this is Perth. This isn't Sydney. This is on this is really far from Sydney.
Okay. As a long exposure, I would like to see those light trails pop a little bit more. And I feel like it's the exposure that's a little overexposed. The buildings and everything, if it wasn't a long exposure, the buildings and the skyline looks terrific. But I feel like they were going for the light trails. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe not what they're going for. That's what my brain wants to do with this image. It really wants to see those light trails pop. So not sure if that was, if this is a season to taste situation, but I'm used to seeing that pop a little bit more.
I like the colors. I like the color of the sky contrasted with, I guess, the sodium vapor or whatever those lights are that is lighting up the bottom half.
Okay.
I mean, it looks pretty cool. And I've never been to Perth. It's a hike, it turns out. How far do you think it is to fly from Vancouver to Sydney, would you guess?
How many in distance or in time?
No, hours. How many get in the plane? How long is that flight?
17 hours.
You're not far off. I think it's around 16 from Vancouver. So, okay. Not including the 2 week quarantine you have to do when you get there.
Right.
That's separate. But and then from Sydney to Perth is like another 41 hours or something. It's huge. It's not 41 hours, but it is, I feel like Sydney to Perth is like a 7-hour flight.
Wow.
I'm going to be way off. Someone's going to say, no, man, it's 45 minutes. It's right by the Blue Mountains. It's just behind the Blue Mountains. Stop right. it. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, you're thinking of Broome. Anyways, I like it. I like it better than Adam does.
Okay.
All right, next up, I find this is the runner-up, and this is only reason it doesn't win is because of Frank, I think.
Yeah, the Frank factor.
Wait a second. Let's back up a sec. I might like this one better.
No, it's not better.
Yeah, but if I gave you a puzzle for Christmas, a 1,000-piece puzzle, this one or Frank Pang's?
Oh, this would lend itself better to a puzzle. Agreed.
Yeah. I can imagine doing this every Christmas Eve for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, Kenneth. You have to license this as a puzzle.
Yeah, no, you're
but for Adam, just two pieces for Adam because he's lazy.
This would be a tricky puzzle because there'd be a lot of pieces that you would have a hard time. Yeah, no, I like it, especially if it was more than 8 pieces, then it would be tough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, my wife's coming to say hello. You want to say hello to her?
I do, obviously.
Okay, let's have her say something. Just say something into the microphone.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
There you go. Yeah. Now the whole world got to got to
that was 5 years in the making.
This podcast is going to go way up now.
It went up from 8 to 11 just in the time we were here. Yeah.
Just so they can Amazon, hear my voice.
Amazon just fired us.
All right.
There's that. All right. Hey, that's what happens when you do the COVID Zooms. You get walk-ins.
Yeah, guest spots.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is Bergen. Bergen. How do you say it in Swedish? I don't know.
Cool.
Norwegian, not Swedish. That's just way outside of me. Ireland, Scotland, same place. No. This is Norway. How do you say it? How do you say it in Norwich? I don't know if it's Bergen. On a sunny day. Photo taken from the top of, you say what that word is.
No.
Damsgaard Fjellet. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
In the front, you can see the Faculty of Law, the red
is that like
building.
Is that like a mountain or something? Because they're way above the city.
The Damsgaard Fjellet. That's actually the IKEA name for the jokes that I was telling you before.
Okay.
They call them that. I don't know what that is. I've never been.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I don't know in Norwegian, but Bergen in German means mountains. So you could be right.
Okay. I'm guessing it's either an airplane or a mountain. And that doesn't sound like the name of an airplane. So let's go with mountain. No. Yeah.
Okay. So top right is the apartment buildings of Skanselien. Imagine the view they experience from up there. Indeed. This is really quite cool. I love all the colors. I love what's going on here.
Good light, good time of day. Yeah. You see some nice kind of warm light on some of the buildings. Like, yep, looks cool.
Very cool. I'm saying gives Frank a run this week.
Yeah, I'm still going with Frank.
Okay. Next up is this is the worst puzzle of the month.
Yeah, I don't want to do this one.
Pixelscaper made the effort. I think he's making a political statement here too, which I'm not opposed to.
Okay. All right.
For two hosers photo challenge, my hometown. I'm sure most entries will be of things listeners love about their hometown, like the coffee and the weeds. I went another route. This is what greets visitors at the intersection entering Eugene. Oh, this is Eugene, not Portland. So isn't Eugene, isn't that like, that's like 6 hours from your house, man.
Wow, I can't believe
isn't
I missed
that, no,
this.
No, isn't that, yeah. What's on the border of, on the border of Oregon and Washington when you drive down I-5?
I don't know. Is it Eugene? I don't know. There's still a lot of
I thought the first city that you get to is Eugene, like right in the border.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's 276 miles from the border.
I haven't been to the U.S. in a long time. I can't remember what it's like over there.
Okay. Shout out to the interstate highway system in America, though, by the way, because the last exit, like when you go across like Washington State and go into Canada, the last exit is exit 276. You knew that, right?
I stopped paying attention.
You didn't know that? You did not know it was exit 276. And that's because it's marked every mile. It starts at zero at the border of, I think it's Eugene in Oregon. And then it goes, every mile is marked and the exits correspond to a mile.
Okay.
I can't believe you didn't know that. All right. Population 170,000. I wish I could say this is a rare sight here, but scenes like this are common all over in and around the city. Okay. Eugene idolizes Portland. Well, his name's Eugene. Like, I've never met a cool Eugene in my life.
No, you know what? I've never met a Eugene in my life.
Well, you know Gene. It's always short for Eugene.
Okay. I know one Gene then.
Okay. Gene the dancing machine?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to think of a good Gene joke. I got nothing. I got nothing for you. Gene Autry, maybe. It does say no trespassing and no camping, except for it looks like they're doing both.
Right. Yeah. This is a tent city little situation happening near Eugene. So, okay. Great photo though. Like, you know, it's just good photo in a sense of like, this seems like a newspaper clipping type shot, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's hard to say because it's hard to really dive deep on this because this, it's supposed to look terrible. And mission accomplished.
Yeah.
This looks no fun. So, all right, next up is Stephen Flo Rosenstengel. He submitted three this month, so I picked one of them, and this one I picked. I tend to always pick the one with people in it. That's kind of what I do.
Okay.
So, this is his hometown is Seattle, and so that you know the Space Noodle?
Sure.
It's not in this photo. I'm just saying that's what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. All right.
Yeah, it looks a lot like Vancouver in the, you know, the water and the big tanker ship on the horizon. So yeah, this reminds me very Vancouverish, and that makes sense because it's pretty much just looking the other direction.
I'll bet this is probably. I mean, it's hard to say because this is February. It's not. February made me shiver, right? That's mm-hmm. that's the line. Probably not crowded in February, but I'll bet you gets pretty jammed in the summertime normally. So this is kind of the contrast with the COVID, and she probably doesn't wear a mask normally. So
probably not.
Those are the things I'm pointing out. This reminds me more of Victoria, Ross Road. You know, at the south, like the where the cruise ship terminal is.
Yeah. No idea what
you're talking about. It reminds me of that. Well, it's probably looking right across there to that. Okay.
I love when you name like these names of things that you think I'm going to know. We should play a game. That should be like a drinking game.
Don't your folks live on the island?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. If it's not on Netflix, Adam doesn't know it.
That's right.
All right, let's take a look at our challenge photos this month. Now, these are both taken from our walkabouts, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, explain, besides the kick out, the great colors in yours, awesome colors, what are we looking at here?
We're looking at sort of down, I'm at sort of a end of a pier where there's a whale-watching kind of boat that hangs out there. So it's kind of right in the center of Steveston, looking back along all the houses, I guess, that sit along the water. So a lot of this has been developed in the last 10 years, I'm going to say,
yep.
this kind of walkway. And it's just, it's a beautiful, and there's lots of condos that sort of sit right along the water. This is kind
of the south end of Railway down and looking down to Two Road, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Exactly.
Look who I'm asking.
And no, that's the truth. And then on there's another pier that we're looking across, and there's a bunch of people out there. I think there might be just morning kind of sunrise photo takers, but they also could be getting a boat or something. Right? I wasn't paying that much attention. I just wanted to get something that sort of showed the water and the mountains and the sunset. And I liked just the ability to get out far and then get this vantage point along the water. I like the silhouette created by, I don't actually know what that structure is, or if it's just if it's supposed to, indicate something, but I've never shot it. I've walked past it a million times and I thought, oh, it would lend itself to a good silhouette. So I tried to angle myself to get that silhouette as a key part of the image. So I just kind of liked what it looked like. But yeah, it's mostly condos that go down. There's a big long walkway. So people get up in the morning and just kind of do that walk all the way along the water. It goes all the way down to, yeah, Two Road, I believe.
I'm not certain, but I think that was meant to denote that there used to be a cannery building there, and they weren't going to rebuild it.
Oh, you could be right there.
I think that's what that is, if I'm correct. I they were starting to build this up even back when I used to work for the city, like that long ago, 20 plus years ago. This was the beginning. Like this particular part came after, but a lot of that road that you're talking about, that you, fun fact, I helped lay out the new road they built. So if it swerves all over, that was because of me.
Great. Good job, buddy.
Terrible job doing that. But yeah, I remember when it was like very, pretty much nothing down there. And no, it looks really great. I mean, what a great place to live too. I mean, it's right where the Fraser River meets the Pacific Ocean. So you get the best of both worlds, really. It's really fantastic down there. So I highly recommend, when the world gets back to normal, come out and go find Adam. He'll buy you a coffee.
Sure. You know, it's funny too, like just great morning sky makes ordinary, like, I don't know, I should retake this photo when it's just a middle of the day and it probably is like blah. Or right. It might be fine. It's just all made by the light. Like, it just, the where the light is and sort of frames everything that you're taking your shot of. It's just, great skies are cool. That's the takeaway here.
It's funny. I actually have a number of photos that are pretty much like this at the same location, because generally whenever I come back to Vancouver to work, like in November, is when I come back, at least every November, I have jet lag. And so, you know, when I was staying in Richmond, I'd be awake at like 3:30 in the morning. So it'd be nothing for me to just get in the car, drive down, start snapping photos. I'd already be up for a couple hours. And so I happen to have like, this is a great spot to do that. Mine are nowhere near as good as this, obviously.
No, this is a Rembrandt.
Exactly. Exactamundo. So, great spot. All right. Let's have a look at mine. Mine is also, I guess, both X100 this month. Yours is X100, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was in the old town, shooting around, and, In the Fußgang Bereich, the walking pedestrian area, there's a big sign up saying mask. Fleeked. I don't know the responsibility. I don't know if it's a rule or if it's a suggestion that you wear a mask in the old town.
Okay.
I did not, because I'm outside and I know how science works, but highly controversial. But it's funny because some people were and some people weren't. That's kind of what I wanted to, you know, focus on in this photo, is that, you know, we don't normally see people wearing masks, obviously. And so I waited. I found this really cool spot where there's this slash of light coming in, and I just kind of waited until some people were walking up towards me. I didn't want to get people walking away. It's kind of boring, or at least a mix of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Someone walking their dog, and the end.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this in the calendar of Tubingen photos that they use of my hometown.
They're going to, yeah. Well, you take one look at this, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's where Alan grew up. Yeah. It's my hometown in the time of COVID, Adam. I don't know if you understood that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You win.
So... I was trying to, my mind stood for the fact that, you know what, we've had a kind of a long, dark winter, and there's now light is starting to shine through.
Oh, it's a whole social commentary.
People are finding that light. People are emerging from the shadows
into
the light. And so, Mike, it was like a message of positivity to everybody.
Okay.
So, or just a target for you to try to knock it down. So there you go. So
Frank wins. I'm definitely on the Frank train this week or month.
Yeah,
this month,
obviously. All right. Oh, and then one last one. I just posted because I dug up from the archives a picture of my actual hometown growing up, and here's a picture of me in the baseball, the opening day of baseball, which is not too far away from now. It would be about a month or so from now, in 1981. This is what number 3 road looked like.
I think you've shown this photo before.
I've at least shown it to you. Maybe on the show too. Probably on the show.
But I feel like you have, but again, maybe not. But yeah, I like this. It looks old timey just in the colors, I guess.
Yep.
Obviously. Just looks vintage. It looks like it was passed through a vintage filter.
Look at this. I think, and it took care of everybody's hair too. And change the sign of the International House of Pancakes. Look at that sign. Look at the IHOP sign.
That's pretty excellent. Awesome.
And also think of for a geography lesson for those still listening. Number 3 road is like the main road right down the middle of Richmond, which is just right by Vancouver where the airport is, etc. But that's the main road. Could you imagine them just shutting down number 3 road so that we could have a baseball day parade?
No. The only time it ever used to get shut down, didn't do it this year, was for
accidents?
No, the Remembrance Day. Yeah, they used to, well, the couple of years ago, they were still shutting down Three Road to do the Remembrance Day parade, but just like 2 hours. Yeah. But yeah, that's the only thing, not your local baseball parade.
Yeah, indeed. And this is just a sea, like, think about how the number of kids playing baseball back then. It was amazing. Like, we filled up the whole road. It was pretty awesome. But that was my hometown. That's the fond memories I have of growing up there. So,
okay.
All right. Didn't take it this month. Does not qualify. So Frank Pang still takes it. Otherwise, right. Neck and neck.
Yeah.
All right. Photo challenge for March. Offbeat.
Okay.
That's it. Something that you don't normally shoot. Something different. Something quirky. It's like... if you can capture what's eating Gilbert Grape in a photo,
okay,
do that. Like, okay, right. That's what we want to hear. So hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll talk about that one next time around. Challenge for next week, Adam. I got one for you.
What?
And this is meant to inspire you to do it almost immediately.
Okay.
Manic Monday.
Huh.
You have to I don't care what it is, you have to shoot it tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Got it? Tomorrow's Monday for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too, okay. Turns out.
All right. Shoot it tomorrow.
Okay. And hey, before next week, get some sleep.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Website, Adam, people can still ignore you. Okay. Mine at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com. Or Adam Scott is Adam at twohosers on the Instagram, though.
Yeah. Right? I even post my Steveston pictures from my walkabout on there. So
you did.
Yeah, I'm posting stuff, trying to do something every week.
All right. That's what they call you, Instagram. Insta Adam.
Yeah.
That's you. Anyway, check him out there. Anyway. Two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.